brought to you by the Cannabis Bee Network.
Here is the Cannabis Entrepreneur Show with your host, Scott Jacobs.
Hello, listeners. How's it going today? This is the Cannabis Entrepreneur. Listen and learn. Choose and register your business name and obtain business licenses and permits. This is a little guide to get your mind going in the right direction. All right, let's start out with choose and register your business name. Take it away.
Choose your business name. Choosing a business name is an important step in the business planning process. Not only should you pick a name that reflects your brand identity, but you also need to ensure it is properly registered and protected for the long term. You should also give a thought to whether it's web ready. Is the domain name even available? Here are some tips to help you pick, register, and protect your business name. Factors to consider when naming your business. Many businesses start out as freelancers, solo operations, or partnerships. In these cases, it's easy to fall back on your own name as your business name. While there's nothing wrong with this, it does make it tougher to present a professional image and build brand awareness. Here are some points to consider as you choose a name. How will your name look? On the web, as part of a logo, on social media. What connotations does it evoke? Is your name too corporate or not corporate enough? Does it reflect your business philosophy and culture? Does it appeal to your market? Is it unique? Pick a name that hasn't been claimed by others, online or offline. A quick web search and domain name search, more on this below, will alert you to any existing use. Check for trademarks. Trademark infringement can carry a high cost for your business. Before you pick a name, use the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's trademark search tool to see if a similar name, or variations of it, is trademarked. If you intend to incorporate your business, you'll need to contact your state filing office to check whether your intended business name has already been claimed and is in use. If you find a business operating under your proposed name, you may still be able to use it, provided your business and the existing business offer different goods services or are located in different regions. Pick a name that is web-ready. In order to claim a website address or URL, your business name needs to be unique and available. It should also be rich in keywords that reflect what your business does. To find out if your business name has been claimed online, do a simple web search to see if anyone is already using that name. Next, check whether a domain name or web address is available. You can do this using the WHOIS database of domain names. If it is available, be sure to claim it right away. Claim your social media identity. It's a good idea to claim your social media name early in the naming process, even if you are not sure which sites you intend to use. A name for your Facebook page can be set up and changed, but you can only claim a vanity URL or custom URL once you've got 25 fans or likes. This custom URL name must be unique or unclaimed. Register your business name. Naming your business is an important branding exercise, but if you choose to name your business as anything other than your own personal name, then you'll need to register it with the appropriate authorities. This process is known as registering your doing business as DBA, name. What is a doing business as name? A fictitious name or assumed name, trade name or DBA name is a business name that is different from your personal name, the names of your partners or the officially registered name of your LLC or corporation. It's important to note that when you form a business, the legal name of the business defaults to the name of the person or entity that owns the business, unless you choose to rename it and register it as a DBA name. For example, consider this scenario: John Smith sets up a painting business. Rather than operate under his own name, John instead chooses to name his business, John Smith Painting. This name is considered an assumed name and John will need to register it with the appropriate local government agency. The legal name of your business is required on all government forms and applications, including your application for employer tax IDs, licenses and permits. Do I need a doing business as name? A DBA is needed in the following scenarios. Sole proprietors or partnerships. If you wish to start a business under anything other than your real name, you'll need to register a DBA so that you can do business as another name. Existing corporations or LLCs. If your business is already set up and you want to do business under a name other than your existing corporation or LLC name, you will need to register a DBA. Note, not all states require the registering of fictitious business names or DBAs. How to register your doing business as name? Registering your DBA is done either with your county clerk's office or with your state government, depending on where your business is located. There are a few states that do not require the registering of fictitious business names.
All right, let's roll into obtain business licenses and permits. Take it away.
Starting a business? Confused about whether you need a business license or permit? Virtually every business needs some form of license or permit to operate legally. However, knowing which one you need, can be a little tricky. It depends on the type of business you are operating, where it's located, and what government rules apply. The problem is that many businesses overlook this basic requirement of starting a business often because they simply aren't aware of what the law requires. This can lead to costly penalties, tax problems, and even the closure of your operation. The good news is that getting the right license or permit isn't difficult and doesn't cost much. Here's a quick overview of the process of obtaining a license or permit for your new business. Why do businesses need licenses and permits? One of the biggest reasons business owners need licenses is so the government can track revenue for taxation purposes. However, licenses and permits are also used to protect the public. For example, if you are engaged in a federally regulated industry such as aviation, alcohol, or agriculture, you will need to obtain specific federal licenses or permits. Other licenses, known as professional licenses, signify the level of expertise that an employer or business owner has. Dentists, hairdressers, veterinarians, and doctors must have professional licenses. If you are selling goods or services, you may need to get a sales tax license or permit. Even home-based businesses and sole proprietors typically need a permit from their local government to operate legally. Finding the right licenses and permits. Because every business has different licensing and permit requirements depending on its location and industry, it can be intimidating to know where to start. To help business owners navigate the process, SBA.gov offers a useful tool called PermitMe. Simply enter your zip code and business type to view a list of the licenses or permits you'll need, together with information and links to the application process. The tool covers most federal, state, local, and professional licenses. If you don't see yours listed, contact your state government or your industry's governing body for information about what licenses are needed in your town. What about tax permits? While the IRS doesn't license your business, it does require that certain businesses register to receive a federal tax identification number. This link helps you determine whether you need an EIN or not. You'll also need to register with state and local government agencies for applicable tax permits such as a sales tax license, income tax withholding, and unemployment insurance tax. The PermitMe tool can point you to your local state revenue office. What about home-based businesses? Home-based businesses are often the most susceptible to permit violations. Why? Often, sole proprietors, consultants, or other home businesses aren't aware they need a permit to operate out of their own home. So what do you need? At a basic level, your state or local government may require that you hold a home occupation permit. If you are a consultant or freelancer, this may be all you need. However, if you operate a business that involves or directly impacts the public, such as an in-home childcare facility or at-home food production business, you will need an additional permit or license according to your type of business. If you live in a community managed by a homeowners association HOA, it's a good idea to check whether it can restrict your business activities. Red, can a homeowners association ban your home-based business? Managing and maintaining your license or permit. Once you have your license or permit, you'll need to manage and maintain it. SBA.gov has the following advice. Keep track of renewal dates. Maintain a copy of all licensing applications and forms in your business records. Display your licenses or permits correctly. Most states and localities require businesses to prominently display their business licenses so customers can see them. If you expand your business, whether it's expanding your building or launching a new product or service, you may need additional business licenses. Federal licenses and permits. If your business is involved in activities supervised and regulated by a federal agency such as selling alcohol, firearms, commercial fishing, etc., then you may need to obtain a federal license or permit. Here is a brief list of business activities that require these forms and information on how to apply. In addition, you can also use SBA's PermitMe search tool to find general business permits, licenses, and registrations required by your state, county, or city. Agriculture. If you import or transport animals, animal products, biologics, biotechnology, or plants across state lines, you'll need to apply for a permit from the U.S. Department of Agriculture USDA. Alcoholic beverages. If you manufacture, wholesale, import, or sell alcoholic beverages at a retail location, you will need to register your business and obtain certain federal permits for tax purposes with the U.S. Treasury's Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau TTB. The website has a number of online tools that make this process straightforward. If you are just starting a business in this trade, start by reading the TTB's new visitor's guide, which offers helpful information for small business owners. Remember, you will also need to contact your local alcohol beverage control board for local alcohol business permit and licensing information. Aviation. Does your business involve the operation of aircraft? The transportation of goods or people via air? Or aircraft maintenance? If so, you'll need to apply for one or more of the following licenses and certificates from the Federal Aviation Administration. FAA licenses and certificates. Get licensing information for airmen, aircraft, airports, airlines and medical aviation services. Pilot licenses and training requirements. Aircraft mechanic licenses. Firearms, ammunition and explosives. Businesses who manufacture, deal and import firearms, ammunition and explosives must comply with the Gun Control Act's licensing requirements. The Act is administered by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives ATF. Refer to the following resources from the ATF to make sure your business is properly licensed. Firearms Industry Guide includes information on obtaining and renewing a federal firearms license, importing firearms and ammunition, and more. Explosives Industry Guide: find out how to get a federal explosives license. How to become a federal firearms licensee FFL. How to become a federal explosives licensee FEL. Fish and wildlife. If your business is engaged in any wildlife-related activity, including the import-export of wildlife and derivative products, must obtain an appropriate permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Commercial fisheries. Commercial fishing businesses are required to obtain a license for fishing activities from the NOAA Fisheries Service. This guide includes quick links to permit applications and information. Maritime transportation. If you provide ocean transportation or facilitate the shipment of cargo by sea, you'll need to apply here for a license from the Federal Maritime Commission. Mining and drilling. Businesses involved in the drilling for natural gas, oil or other mineral resources on federal lands may be required to obtain a drilling permit from the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Regulation and Enforcement, formerly the Minerals Management Service. Nuclear energy. Producers of commercial nuclear energy and fuel cycle facilities, as well as businesses involved in the distribution and disposal of nuclear materials, must apply for a license from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Radio and television broadcasting. If your business broadcasts information by radio, television, wire, satellite and cable, you may be required to obtain a license from the Federal Communications Commission FCC. Transportation and logistics. If you operate an oversized or overweight vehicle, you'll need to abide by the U.S. Department of Transportation offers guidelines on maximum weight. Permits for oversized/overweight vehicles are issued by your state government.
All right, listeners, that's all I have for this episode. Till next episode, have a good day, good night, good week. Bye-bye.